Hey there, hey, and welcome to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power by looking in the mirror and reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next. Your reflection is a reflection to get you to go to the next stage and the next step of your life and your journey of stardom, right? Your star power exists for you to use it for your benefit. Saying to yourself, yes, I can. Change my mind, start a great day, learn a new hobby, try something new, try something different, go buy that car. Take the time to really think about, is this the correct time for me to be buying that house? Am I going to learn how to play the piano or learn how to speak Russian or travel to Ireland or Italy? Is it time for me to seek that career move I really want to do? These are the things we should be saying to ourselves. Yes, we can. We can change our favorite color, change our hairstyle, change our style, change our home office around. Decide how we want to eat lunch. Do we want to meal prep or do we want to buy the meal prep? We can decide what phone we want. We can do any of these things. We should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Even if something is difficult and we don't necessarily know if we're going to figure it out or get to understand it, we still should be promoting the positivity of ourselves that we can achieve it and accomplish it, right? The only way you're not going to do something is if you tell yourself you can't do it. The only way you're going to do it is if you tell yourself you're going to do it. That's it. Moving on from the idea of yes, you can because you can is the idea of never giving up. How can you love yourself or anyone else if you're not going to persevere through the difficulty to get to the good part of the situation, right? If you just want to hear all the good and you don't want to hear all the bad, then you don't want to hear the actual story. You just want to hear what you want to hear. And that is not life. Life isn't like that. Life isn't a book like that. Life is just a bunch of lessons that all coincide with each other and are all like connected to each other. That is life. And we have to understand that we cannot control it and that we have to just exist in it. I'd like to tell you that things always work out the way you want them to. I'd like to tell you that, you know, you're going to get to where you want at some point, and you will. But maybe your friends are going to have their babies before you and you're going to have your babies when you get older. Or maybe your friends are going to buy a house and you're going to buy your house when the numbers go back down because you don't want to overpay for it. Maybe your friend is going to start off with a career they love, and maybe it's going to take you longer to find a career you love. Whatever the case may be, whatever the situation may be, maybe the flowers are growing better in your garden versus any someone else's. You can't give up, right? The idea is that you have to persevere through the difficulty, like John Cena says all the time. When I hear him speak to men and women that are in the army, that are serving across the nation and the world, it brings me so much hope and joy and happiness, because listening to him promote positivity and happiness for those that might not feel that is great. So we should do that for ourselves as well. Outside of the never give up is the idea of why not today, because procrastination and indecisiveness isn't going to get you anywhere. Taking forever to make a decision is going to lead you down a dark road of failure. Because if you're taking too long to get the dishwasher fixed and you're getting irritated and you're not washing the dishes and they're going to load up in the sink. If you're taking too long to get the washing machine fixed, then when are you going to wash the clothes? And if your car isn't fixed and you got to make an appointment with the mechanic, make it for a day that you can actually go to the mechanic so it can get fixed correctly, right? If you want to apply for that new job, if you want to get ready for school early, if you want to go buy all your stuff for your dorm room, if you want to make sure these things are completed, if you want to try that new Nespresso machine, or you want to get a latte maker, or you want to do any of these things, why are you waiting for tomorrow to start them? If you want to take up a new hobby or you want to learn a new skill, you need to approach it right away, because time is the one thing we can't buy, and it's the one thing that's not on your side. If you have something you want to achieve and you want to conquer, don't wait for tomorrow to do it today. Just thought. Moving on from the mantra to the politics. So today, let's get to no mini allowed, no mini allowed, no mini allowed. Cause the letter was anyway. Let's get to the headlines. Today, the Bronx case decided to bring in Michael Cohen, who has been disbarred and is a complete failure. He even admitted the fact that he got jealous when Donald Trump said he wasn't going to bring him to Washington. And why would he bring him to Washington? He is an embarrassment. He has done a bunch of things that he probably shouldn't have did as a lawyer, which is why he has been disbarred. He is not a reliable witness. And the fact that the Alvin Bragg case is supposedly held together between Stormy's testimony and this dude, this is just like that other Fannie case. This shit is embarrassing. It's comical, but it's also sad that they are so desperate to take Donald Trump away from his base and the American people and the world that they'd rather have him in a court for something he did not do. A misdemeanor turned into a felony after it expired is insane. I asked this on Friday. How do they get to do this stuff? Where are the adults? I don't understand. They are breaking so many laws doing this shit, and they're actually doing warfare on their own people in this country. I'm not sure we are even aware of what they're actually doing to us here. We're all witnessing it, and they have turned Donald Trump into a martyr. The more they attack him, the more they treat him like he's the problem, and the more they attack his base and me and anybody I know that supports Donald Trump, the more they show who they really are. Do you understand? Joe Biden has documents in his car, in his house, and then they tried to attack Donald Trump with the same shit. No. Fannie Willis hired her boyfriend to attack Donald Trump because she didn't care. That's who these people are. And today Kamala Harris decided to say the F word because she said, if you want to take it, sometimes you just got to effing take it. Now, I'm the last person to care about cussing because I definitely have a sailor's mouth. And I say every cuss word you could ever imagine all the time. In fact, that's just how I talk. So I'm not going to say that I'm embarrassed that she said a cuss word. I just don't understand, like, how she wants anybody to take her seriously. All she does is laugh at everything, and she's a complete ignorant idiot. Not just her, but she is worse than Biden. And Biden's horrible. So the only thing they've succeeded on the Democratic Party is finding two really bad people working in positions that neither one of them should be in. It's an embarrassment. And as your taxes go up, as your neighborhoods get worse, and as it's likely that you're going to get robbed, how do you feel where you live? I live in a Democratic state, but I happen to love the state that I live in, and I want to raise my children here. It's the place I grew up, my husband grew up, his family members grew up, and it's the place I want my children to grow up to. So I doubt we're moving or leaving. But it still feels like, how are we going to get to the next stage with all this insanity happening here? And honestly, I don't know, but I'm going to try to remain positive. But the idea that they continue to have these weak witnesses attack Trump when all they're showing is they're willing to be bought off by these judges and these DAs because they're desperate for the microphone and attention. These people are desperate, unreliable, and pathetic. And the more they do this, the more they show who they really are. They're all crooks. And they're all failing because the American people and the people of the world can see right through them. It's been done in other countries around the world, and it's being done in the United States. The United States is gone. And in order for us to get our country back, and in order for us to bring back law and order and rule and reality and happiness, we have to take it back from them. Joe Biden decided to say that he is not going to give Israel the help that they need, because instead he wants to figure out a way to stop them from attacking Rafah. You're telling me that an ally needs the help of the United States of America, and you're showing who you are by not helping them? It's just embarrassing, it's sad, and it's pathetic. And we know exactly who Joe Biden is, a front runner and a grifter. That's it. He is a puppet president. We don't have any leadership in the United States of America. We are all left alone here, and none of us have a real voice because no one's listening to us. We're just listening to each other. No one is representing us Americans out here. No one is fighting for us. We have to fight for each other. Please wake up. They don't care about Black communities, Asian communities, Mexican communities, Indian communities, Jamaican communities, white communities, Irish communities, Italian communities. German communities. They don't care about anybody but themselves. You and I don't matter. We never have. They created this 401k system that's chompy and only works for executives of executives. They've created this tax system where they don't get taxed, but they want to talk about the corporations that need to pay for everything, except the corporations are paying them off. So I want you to really think about these people speaking and look at their bank accounts and tell me what you think. Tell me. Biden's holding money from Israel. We all know it. And he can't pretend like he didn't say in 2019 that he wasn't going to do this. Trump did an amazing job in Jersey over the weekend. And I hope he continues to go to blue Democratic states and turns them all red. It'd be great to watch the entire United States of America turn Republican. Let's go. Let's not hold back. Let's not stop. Let's take every step, state, and make it red together. We have to take back our country, and that means we cannot stop. We cannot be quiet. We can't be silent. We can't stop fighting. We have to continue this fight to save our amazing, beautiful country, and we cannot let them stop us. They're coming for JFK or RFK. And they're also coming for J.K. Rowling, too. What is up with them talking about the worm in his bread and his brain and a bunch of insanity with RFK? I mean, I really, that man's just being used as a distraction, so I'm not going to play into that. But J.K. Rowling, the female author attacking these far leftist lunatics, good for her. I'm going to be on her side of every argument forever, basically. And I support you, J.K. Rowling, and I love all your books, and I love all your stories, and I love all your series, and I'll continue to support you by reading everything, and also supporting you on my podcast and Twitter and anywhere else I can find. They walk on Jerry Springer, and nobody cares, because if you got enough common sense to walk out on Jerry Springer, then you're a complete idiot. Dems leaving in droves, and they can't stop them, because who wants to be on the side of insanity? Let me tell you, no one. There's people from all races, all ethnicities, all ages, all heights, all sizes, all places around the United States of America and the world that are switching how they vote. They do not like liberalism, and they do not like progressivism either. They don't like it. And if you're going to run with that, if you're going to side with this insanity, you unfortunately are going to get the side effects that are really bad. And there's nothing that can stop it. An awakening is coming, and you're not part of it. You're going to get left, and we're not coming back for you. Here we go with another bird flu, which is supposedly going to be like a pandemic. I'm just going to say this. I'm not taking another fucking shot, and I don't care about the bird flu. No. You're not going to take this and try to use it to take away more of our ability to secure our own bodies, right? Maybe we wouldn't have all these fucking diseases in the United States of America or all these things going wrong, like, I don't know, measles and a bunch of other things too, if we didn't allow all these fucking illegal aliens into this country that have not been vetted and we don't know where the fuck they came from. Maybe that would help. Just saying, right? Maybe we should take that into consideration. These people that are here are not the greatest people. They're not helping our society. They're not helping our nation. And I don't understand how many of these motherfuckers they think are going to come in here. Dear Jesus, please allow Donald Trump to come back into office so he could deport these motherfuckers where the fuck they belong. Not here. Moving on from politics before I get irritated. I'm already mad enough about this Israel stuff. But nothing pisses me off more than the border being turned into a blithering joke. Moving on from the politics, let's get to the main part of the conversation. If it's not broke, why fix it? Why do we spend time trying to fix things that maybe we don't need to fix? I have a tendency to want to change things, and maybe they don't need to get changed. And maybe I need to calm the fuck down and stop getting so full of anxiety and stress and all that stuff. Sometimes you just got to lower your expectations and live and not get all stressed out and uncomfortable. And I think I'm going to need to make more of those steps. Like, not taking, like, constructive criticism personally, or not getting, like, over emotional for things that don't matter. That's what I mean. But if something's working, if you're having a good experience, if your relationship is going well, don't look for something bad to interrupt it. Just enjoy the good when it's there and try to make it so the good is always there. Just a thought. If it's not broke, why do you need to fix it? Uber One. What do you think of Uber One? Now, I just signed up for the Uber One 4 weeks free, and then I'm going to pay within the next week after that. I did the monthly, but I really wanted to do the yearly. I think I'm going to be taking a look at all my subscriptions in any way that I can make them yearly. I think I'm going to really take time to do that. I don't really want monthly subscriptions or payments, and a great way to avoid that is by doing it yearly. Has technology advanced? I'm not sure, which is why I asked that question. When I think about technology, right, I think about missiles and weapons and how smart are kids in school and apps and how we're using everything and how we're processing everything. Part of me thinks that technology is not advanced, because why do people go to banks the way that they do? Why are people still using cash the way that they do? If technology has seriously advanced, why haven't we advanced from cars to spaceships? Who's making that so it's affordable? Instead of them trying to hype us into using electric vehicles, why aren't you hyping me into using a spaceship? It is 2024. What are we waiting for? Have we gotten so complacent in our reality that no one's saying, wait, where's the technology? Is this it? Like, basically, you're telling me that the coolest thing you have out is some fucking glasses where you could see, like, some artificial intelligence with Apple. That's the hype here? That, right? I can already do fucking artificial intelligence. I don't need the glasses to do it with. And I already have the glasses too. These people are so desperate to come out of reality that they don't understand that technology is not advancing. There was already video games where you could do all that stuff in them. Nothing has changed. Where's my spaceship? That's the important question to me, and I don't see any spaceships. You think if we got to this year where we are, there'd be more people questioning reality, and instead there isn't. I don't know. I just don't think technology has gone the way maybe we thought it would. Do you think maybe that's because AI has advanced to a point where technology just continues to change and there's no fixing it? I don't know. Prepping for emergencies. Do you have a prep in place for emergencies? Like, if the entire world shuts down and everything turns into a walking dead oasis, how are you going to survive? What's your backup plan? What's the emergency plan? Are you going to a certain street? Are you meeting in an underground parking lot? Are you meeting at a park down the street? How are you prepared for the end of days? And I'm asking you that because what if it happens tomorrow? What if the grid of the United States of America gets knocked down, or the grid in any other part of the country, or all the grids get knocked down? Let's say China really doesn't give a fuck anymore. What if that happens? What are you going to do? Where are you going? What's your plan? Where's the food that's going to last? Where's the ride? What clothes are you going to bring? How are you going to survive? How do you plan for emergencies? Are you ready for the end of the world? Do you know what that looks like? Are you prepared for it? I don't know. I think in my case, we're prepared for it. But part of me always wonders, is that really going to happen? And I guess maybe I should be thinking it could happen, because life is always crazy. Understanding the importance of strategy. If you want to be successful, if you want to achieve or accomplish anything, you have to organized and have a plan in place. You have to be strategic with your life. You cannot wait to the last minute. We talk about that all the time in No Media Allowed. You have to plan things out. You have to have things ready to a T. You have to be aware and ready and strategic in your placement of your life. If you're not, you're not going to succeed. You're going to fail. Life can't be controlled in a way that gives you the ability to navigate sometimes. But seriously, if you seriously take the time and you organize your life just a little bit, you'll be very surprised with the results. I can definitely tell you that. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, let's get to watching things. Mr. Burcham looks pretty funny. I want to give that a try. Will The Office return? I'm hoping. Skip said it's going to take place in the West. I'm willing to try it. I miss Office. Like, I was definitely an Office fan, and I still am an Office fan. I think that Michael is one of the most hilarious characters that has ever existed in television. And I think the great part of Office was the comparison to reality and jobs. There's just nothing like it. There's nothing like it. The personable feeling with it, there's nothing comparable to it anywhere. Sugar, that's on Apple, pretty great. We've watched a couple of episodes of it. Can't wait to watch the rest of it. We're watching the Sonic show. I think it's on Max or something. That's pretty good too. Next Level Chef, I'm watching that by myself. The last couple episodes have been like, I can't believe that person got knocked off the show. But it's a real competition, and it's not like any other one. It's sort of similar to Hell's Kitchen, but kind of different. I think that's why I'm drawn to it, like I was drawn to Hell's Kitchen. The death of WWE is because they're not doing anything, and they just keep selling t-shirts, and they're not interesting or entertaining, and I'm not sure why they do what they do, but they need to get their shit together. Aline, Deliver Us, The Grudge. When's the last time you seen The Grudge? I think Michelle Geller was in that. Very interesting, and I want to see the rest of it. I do think that The Grudge is good. I think there's like three of them. I don't know if they tried to make that over again. The idea of The Grudge is the person traveled to like China or Taiwan or some place like that. And they went to live there with their boyfriend or something. And something went wrong. And then everything kind of went wrong at the same time. It was a play on reality because you couldn't figure out what was actually happening and what happened already. So I found that to be intriguing. I'm really excited to see if anything is done with the idea of The Grudge, because I really thought that that movie was scary as fuck when I really first saw it for the first time. So I'm really excited about watching that again and maybe watching the entire thing in a series to see if that horror movie is comparable to the horror movies of today. I'll get back to you on that investigation and tell you what I find. The Rundown, that came out a very long time ago, but I'm willing to try it. And finally, the Apple transformation. So Apple is pushing other products outside of its own products for you to watch. And I didn't think they were going to do that, but it's very interesting and entertaining. And they have some things on there, but how are they going to grow out their base? We're going to have to wait, and we're going to have to see. Moving on from the watching Star Watch talk, let's get to the eating with V-Star. Air fryer wings. So do you put the air fryer wings in it like an egg mixture and then the baking soda and then you put them in the air fryer? Or how do you get to the crispiness of the fried chicken with the air fryer? I really have to watch like some more Pinterest videos. But whatever way I can make my fried chicken in the air fryer, I am ready to go. I'll let you know. Yeah, good for you. This is really, Kayla, I mean, it's a confidence. Gold Peak Iced Tea. Let's go. There's like a couple of flavors that I really want to try. Loaded chicken. So basically you take everything that you would put on the chicken and you load it into a dish with the chicken. Olive oil, cheese, put it in the oven, let it cook off for about 25-30 minutes, take it out, cut it into pieces, boom. You can make meal prep, you can make dinner prep, you can make whatever you want. It's going to taste good. That's the point. Tuscan garlic salmon, any day, all day. I love fish, and I'm really excited about trying this. Grilled swordfish. Now, where are you getting your swordfish from? I definitely think you got to get this from your local market or fish store. Or if you're lucky enough to have like a Big Y or a grocery store that's got its own fish section in it, I say try that. Smokehouse burger. So you're starting off in Angus. You're going to want to mix that with maybe some sausage. You're going to add in a toasty pretzel bun. And you're going to also add in some sort of barbecue sauce, some mushrooms, some onions, some cheddar or Munster cheese. Make sure it's ooey gooey, squeezy, and delicious. I think you'll be very surprised by how much flavor's in that. And finally, tortellini pasta salad. So you do tortellini, cheese preferably. Then you do olive oil, tomatoes, peppers, onions. Mix that together. Add in some prosciutto, some capicola, and some salami. Chop that all off. Dice that up. Make sure everything is great. You could also add in some carrots, some celery. Mix that all together. Boom, you made a tortellini pasta salad. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. My friends, that is the end of this Monday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And going back to the beginning of the conversation, if you want to succeed, you have to be strategically ready for anything. Understand your star power. Understand your ability to be the darkness and the light. And conquer the darkness by being the light. Understand, brothers and sisters, we are the beginning, the middle, the end, the start. We were here when everything began, and we will be here when everything ends. We are light in the darkness, and the light cannot defeat us because we are superior to it. We are ahead of it. We are above it, and we are bigger than it is, bigger than it will ever be. I know the idea of omnipresence brings you to maybe a thought process of God and how big God is, but we are right next to that, right next to him. He is but a, we are but a vessel for his big might. See your star power, see your bravery, and see your can. Do everything you put your mind to. Do not think twice. Always know that you can succeed and accomplish anything you put your mind to. And understand that today is a Monday, but it's your Monday star. Today is just another day for you to accomplish the goals you set fit. See your light. I see your light in the darkness, and I hope that you see mine too. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same place, same time. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Nighty night.